USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has declared that Washington will recognize Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. Some think he's doing it to boost Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a month before he faces an election. Mr. Trump speaks with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president. No president has done it.
It's not about Netanyahu's re-election.
No, I wouldn't even know about that.
Boeing is now claiming a safety feature that might have helped the pilots of the two jets that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia shortly after takeoff will now be offered as standard equipment on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. The equipment was missing in at least one of the jets because aircraft owners opted not to pay any extra money for the safety feature. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Chairman Elijah Cummings of the House Oversight Committee says that Ivanka Trump and a White House aide have failed to save all of their emails as required by law. And Cummings says her husband Jared Kushner used a messaging app to conduct federal business outside government channels. He said this appears to violate the Presidential Records Act. A Muslim call to prayer today in Christchurch and throughout New Zealand, where thousands gathered to remember the 50 people killed a week ago at two mosques. Imam Gamafuda.
Islamophobia is real. It's a targeted campaign to influence people to dehumanize and irrationally fear Muslims.
Two U.S. service members have been killed today in Afghanistan. Military officials in Kabul say they were conducting an unspecified operation. The location and who they were fighting is still unclear. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Today is World Water Day. It takes place every year on March 22nd. It highlights the importance of water in the life of every human on the planet. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Clean water frees people from deadly diseases, while it liberates others from gathering dirty water from contaminated sources. Holly Frew is with World Vision.
There are 844 million people that still do not have access to clean water, which is really hard for us to fathom because, you know, we get to just walk to the tap every day and, like, you know, get clean water, and that's not the case around the world.
Globally, nearly 1,000 children under the age of 5 die every day from contaminated water. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump signed an executive order on Thursday tying federal grant money to the issue of free speech on college campuses. Reed Binion reports.
President Trump following up on a promise he made at a recent conservative conference, signing an executive order intended to promote free speech on college campuses.
Universities that want taxpayer dollars should promote free speech, not silence free speech.
The president was joined at the White House by students who said they experienced backlash while expressing conservative views.
The only permit we need to speak on campus is the First Amendment.
The move comes amid criticism highlighting instances of alleged violence and suppression of conservative voices on college campuses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.